Yes, hi.
Hi, who's the supervisor here? Or the manager in charge? Because I need to speak to them. I need to speak to someone regarding my time sheets, and also I need to speak to someone regarding who is my care, who is the coordinator, and I want to transfer, and I need to know how, what's going on. Who's the manager? Because enough, I've been cheated out of some of my time when I put it in.
Let
So who do I speak
me.
to?
I see you were in contact with someone, Monica, maybe,
Excuse
to
me?
set you up. You were in contact with someone, Monica, set you up with
Monica?
everything. Yeah.
I don't know her name. I never knew her name. She don't put her name in. She just send messages. And I want to know who blocked me where I can't sign in. Because when I
I'm
was years
just
in the
trying to
hospital, I
locate your
can't.
file. I'll tell you who the coordinator is and who the supervisor is. Do you have a different phone number as well, ending in 9531?
Yes.
Okay, so this is then you. Let me see who it's assigned to. This should be assigned to Monica. Let me send her a
Is
message
Monica
right
the
now.
manager or who is Monica?
She is, I see she's dealing with it right now over here.
Excuse me?
I see she's dealing right now with your case.
Okay, now who's the manager?
I can, maybe someone, Melissa, can help you with that.
Is Melissa a manager or
Some
supervisor?
kind of a manager, yeah. Yep.
All right. So is Melissa available?
Let me see.
Do you have somebody named Kaya or something like that?
She's not working anymore with us.
No?
No. She was helping you enroll into the patient enroll. She's not here
Yeah, she was
anymore.
helping me.
She switched to a different position over here. Let me send a message to her, see if she's available. Let me see if she responds.
So you guys, I have Christopher that comes out. Now, why am I sending discharge papers to you guys? If he was in the hospital, he was in the hospital. I didn't sign in. I took my time sheet in Friday, and then I signed in yesterday. Now today it won't let me sign in. And who is this moniker to ask me for some paperwork?
To
No,
be honest,
I just had enough.
I have no
It's
idea.
been going on since I had just started with this company. I'm just gonna switch the company.
Christopher is the service coordinator.
Excuse me?
Christopher that you're speaking is the service coordinator from the insurance company. That's how it
Yes,
looks like over here.
he usually
He
come
asked
out.
for. Okay.
He comes out, so why am I doing double stuff? It's crazy.
Let's see if she responds. So far, she did not respond it.
What is Monica's number? Is that the 7-something-39 number?
I don't have her direct number.
How about Melissa?
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Who handles the timesheet? Who's in charge of that?
I see in your file that Monica has been dealing with you the past... Oh, 1 second. This is from a long time ago.
No, I don't want to... Whoever blocked me, I don't want to deal with them no more. I need a new coordinator.
Did you already... I don't see you as active in our system, because I see the last time we contacted you was on November 10th.
No, I just signed November. I've been signing in. What do you mean? Somebody just sent me a message yesterday. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was Monica who. And the message say. Let me see what this message.
You're with Family First?
Yes. Hello, good morning. I have seen that there is no clock in and out since last week. Is the patient hospitalized? Also is missing the timesheet for the 129. There is a clock in, but no, not clock out. January 29th. What is she? Goodness. We have to inform you, since there is a lack of communication from your and a patient, the services could be suspended. The service coordinator is aware of the situation. Wazir has been in the hospital, just coming home 2:16:24. I tried to clock out. I will clock in today 2:17:24 Tuesday, which I did. Tell us since when the patient was hospitalized. Also, please provide the discharge papers. And I'm just getting that part today, discharge papers, and she sent that in yesterday.
Okay, so Monica is checking right now who the coordinator is, because over here it seems that she's the coordinator. She says that she's doing an AJR when caregivers are getting compliant. Monica is doing an AJR when caregivers are getting compliant. So I'm trying to find out who is managing the case right now. She says she's checking. Let's see what she will get back. Thank you.
And then I told them I'm not clocking in. Why there is not here for me. You don't clock in. If I clock in, why he's in the hospital, then what? So he's in the hospital, I don't clock in. It's a problem.
Okay, I'll give you the number, who the coordinator is. The coordinator is someone, Elisa Sanchez. I can give you her direct number.
Hold on a second. Oh, it's locked in. All right, what's
your
number?
It's 267. 267.
Oh, hold on, that pin not working. Hold on.
No problem.
Two six seven five five one 7439. That's who I called. What's her name? Lisa Sanchez?
Elisa Sanchez, yes. Let me message her right now to call her back.
And I want to speak to the manager. Who is her manager? I'm not messing with Lisa Sanchez.
I don't know who the manager is, to be honest. I have no idea. I'm working in enrollment, and this is already in coordination. Let me message her.
Did you ask her who's the manager?
Okay, I asked her to call you back. Otherwise, I don't know how to help you.
Did you? So who could you put me through somewhere in there where I could find out who's Lisa's manager?
You want to try calling the main number?
And what is that?
Second. You can try 267-551-7400.
Which? 7400?
Yep.
All right, thank you, sir.
No problem, bye.